Hi there. The word for you today is shake it off. In Acts 28 verse 5, we read Paul shook the snake off into the fire. The story is told of a farmer whose mule fell into a well. Since he had no way to get it out, he decided to bury him there. He got a truckload of dirt and dumped it on top of the mule. But instead of lying down under it, the mule started kicking and snorting until he worked his way to the top of that truckload of dirt. Well, this continued all afternoon, truckload after truckload. The mule just kept shaking it off and stepping on top of it, until finally, when the dirt reached the top of the well, the mule just snorted and walked away, a dirtier but a wiser mule. What was intended to bury him actually brought him out on top. You getting the idea? On his way to Rome, Paul was shipwrecked on an island. As he was gathering firewood, a snake attached itself to his arm. And what did he do? The Bible actually records that he, quote, shook it off. There's an important lesson for you in these two stories. And here it is. You can either dwell on the past or shake it off and move toward the future God has planned for you. Paul, a man with a really interesting past, writes, Philippians 3:13, forgetting those things. Did you hear that? Forgetting, forget it. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Now, Paul didn't actually forget his past. He just shook it off and decided to keep on going. You say, but I failed so badly. The Bible says in Isaiah 43 verse 25, and this is God speaking, by the way, I will not remember your sins. God said that. Sometimes forgiveness requires a healing process. But until you make the decision to receive God's forgiveness, then forgive yourself, then forgive others, and shake it off, that process can't even begin.